I'm Savannah and I'm doing the interview today. What's your name?
Bridget O'Driscoll.
Where were you born?
Mallow, County Cork, Southern Ireland.
What was your childhood like?
A good childhood. We were happy. Even though it was, rough and, it was rough, but we were still happy. It was a very happy childhood. I mean, the children today is getting more kind of understanding travelling people more than what we got understanding when we were growing up. Even if we were happy, but we still got treated very badly with, other people, because of being travelling people, we were discriminated an awful lot. But we were still happy travelling our own life, do you know what I mean?
Can you give examples?
Well, that's the only example I can, that we were just travelling from place to place. Some places we were getting treated all right and more places we weren't. That's the only explanation I can give.
Where did you travel?
Castlevine, Castletown, Bantry, Waterfield, all those Irish places at home.
And so did you spend your childhood travelling around
Spent
Ireland?
Spent my childhood travelling around from place to place.
So are things different, in terms of you've got... basic communities like getting water and things like this.
It's still very difficult. It was difficult, the line of water facility thing that was very difficult. But we still coped, for the lines of washing, we used to have to go for the water and things like that. And it was very difficult. But we struggled along and we just kept ourselves clean and everything like that when we were travelling out. We still managed to keep ourselves nice and clean and tidy.
And how did you decide to move from Ireland, where you were born, to England?
We talked. We decided to move over here because my mother and father were at the moving over. So we moved over here and we settled here. And for the length of time we came here, we've been treated very, very well. And we're so happy when we came to Liverpool and we're still very happy here.
Where was your favourite place and why?
Liverpool. Do you mean Ireland or England, yeah. Which... Well, Liverpool is my favourite place at the moment. And it has been for 38 years. I like to say, when we came, we've been treated very well. And we've never been discriminated for the length of time we've been here in Liverpool. We've never been classed as tinker, you name it. We go everywhere we go, we're always treated with respect. And it's a nice feeling from being discriminated in Ireland, do you know what I mean? It's a nice feeling to be respected.
When did you settle in Liverpool and why?
I don't know, I just wanted to settle down. I wanted to to get my kids educated and things like that. I wanted my children to go to learn what I done because I can't read nor write. And I wanted my children to have something that I didn't have myself. And I decided to settle here then to give them a better chance in life to be able to read and write and things like that I can't do.
And you're the O'Driscolls are the first family.
We're the first families.
Can you talk a little bit about when you came and how that happened, that you were the first family to be
We were staying in Everton Brow when they first built the site. We didn't know they were building one. So we came down here and my son is 38 and I came in here when he was 3 months old to settle here and for her to have a better life. And so I started settling here then. And when he was old enough, I put him to school and put all the rest of my kids to school.
And do you think that's made a difference to their life, the fact that they were educated?
Oh, it's made a big difference to their life. Made a big difference. They have had the opportunity that I never had. The opportunity that I never had. Because when I was young, growing up, we didn't get the chance to be left long enough in places so we could get to school when we wanted, but we couldn't get it because we weren't left long enough.
Was that difficult for you as a child? Because moving from place to place, you must have made friends. And then you must have lost... Did you lose your friends and then make new friends? Was that difficult?
We lost friends and made new friends because we've been moving from post to pillar. And we lost friends, made new friends, like you said, and we'd lose them and meet different friends.
Was that hard for you as a child?
It was very hard. That's only hard part now. I was very happy with the other part, but that was the hard part, losing the friends.
And was it exciting going from place to place?
It was exciting, yeah. It was very exciting going from place to place,
How did you lose and find great-aunt Angela?
She had a child when she came to England the very first time she had a child. And in dim days, it was a terrible scandal for a girl to have a child. We didn't class it like that, but other people did. But my dad came over here and brought her back with the baby. And she was working then in Ireland. She stopped his work. And he was sick in hospital when she left Ireland. And she came over. She was married in between. She was married. So they split up her son and her husband. So when she got to England, he went back to home. She was on her way over, so he was on his way back. They were trying to kind of unite. They were making up, like. But it was an excuse on his part. He was just saying he was going to make up, but it wasn't. That wasn't his intentions. So she ended up then coming over here, and we lost track of her because we started living in houses when we got to England first. We were living in Preston and in Crow, and she came to Preston, and then we lost contact because we left the houses and came back out of our own way of life again, travelling. So we lost contact with her.
And then what happened?
Just we found it in this, is it 6 weeks ago? 6 weeks ago. And it was better than winning the lottery. It was so much excitement, and it still is. We still can't believe that she's with us. And we're hoping that we won't lose her again.
And can you say a little bit about, because I know how many years you spent looking for her, if you can say a bit about the time you spent and the ways you tried to find her.
We've tried everywhere. We've wrote to Sil Black, and we've wrote to some man in London, I don't know his name, and we've went to the Salvation Army. And we didn't go to the police, now we went several places to find her, but we couldn't get no finder. We couldn't find the line. So then we went to the office in town, the Irish Community Care, and we got it on the paper. But in between, there was a woman that seen her in some place in Rigmansworth. Is that, I can't pronounce it, can you pronounce it? Rigmansworth. Is it? I can't pronounce the name of it. Anyway, a woman seen her, and we sent the paper up to some pub, and she recognised her from the paper. And she phoned my nephew, said that the woman looks familiar. So what we done, we all got in a car, five of us got in a car and drove all of us up and parked us at her door because we got the address from where she was like. So there was five of us got in a car at 6 o'clock in the morning and arrived outside her door. We were there for 10 o'clock. She didn't expect no visitors. But it was so exciting. That was lovely.
And how many years, if you can say, how many years you were apart from your sister?
42 years, to be safe. 42 years where she was missing. And it was a lovely reunion, and still is. Can't believe it, she's still here.
That's fantastic.
It's lovely.
And you've got another great auntie to get you presents.
She has, yeah.
You're okay. Have you got anything else you want to ask?
I'm just thinking that story there.
It's unbelievable.
You could make a feature film out of that.
I know. it's lovely that.
You know, you could write a book or make a film.
I know,
film
you
about
could.
That. It's amazing.
Yeah.
42 years.
42 years.
Yeah.
And you should see them when you see Angela. She's not here now, but everyone, all of the sisters are like that. Every time I see her, you're just like.
We're all excited.
Yeah.
And even though she's here, we still, when we call the names, because we were just in Nora and all this. When Angela, we call Angela, we can't believe that she's here because she's missed me that long. We forget that she's here.
Because I was living in London. And I went to a pub then, I didn't even know. And I had friends in there, he said, that's Jack Driscoll's daughter, Angela. I didn't know at all that time, at the pub. So I was in London, that was years myself. I was about 19, I know, I said 1965. I didn't know it. I didn't even recognise it. I've never seen her before.
Oh. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Can you say a little bit more about how things have changed to now and how you see the future going for Irish travellers?
What do you mean now?
Like, you know the way from when you were a child
and
you were travelling round. And now it's very difficult to travel around.
Yeah.
So maybe talking a little bit about how you feel about that.
I think the travellers are getting treated a lot better than they were years ago. They're getting treated a lot better. And years ago when we were young, like I said, travellers weren't allowed to speak out. So we used to be kept quiet because you're not supposed to say what you feel. But now travellers can say what they feel and people can listen. But years ago it wasn't like that. But it's much better now. And these days it's way better. Because like I said, you can ask travellers a question and they're allowed to answer back, but years ago it wasn't like that because travellers shouldn't be helped. And our opinion wasn't taken. But now it's better because they can say, well, she said this and said that, you know what I mean? Which is a way better, I think it's a lot better. Travellers have a say on what goes on, you understand?
Yeah.
Actually, can I ask a question? You know when you name your children?
Yeah.
Can you explain, because it's set, isn't it, how you name your child related to the parent or the grandparent?
Oh, yeah.
Because I always find that fascinating.
Oh, you meant to name the children out?
Yeah.
My first child is Patrick.
Oh, no.
Did you mean that?
I meant, do you know the way, like, say, you're named after the grandmother?
Yeah, oh, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
continue the names.
Yeah, my son was named after his father, Patrick. And my other daughter was named Margaret after her grandmother. And my second daughter was named Bridget after me. And my last daughter was named Anne after my sister Anne. We buried a sister Anne. So I know it's done away with now, but we name the kids after the generations and after ourselves sometimes. But that's what we do, but they don't do that anymore. It's different.
Oh,
they don't, no, they're completely different. They do different names. You don't have to do, but we just done it as a tradition. The travelling people done it as a tradition.
Yeah, because you know I've noticed with some of the other families as well. Yeah, they're the same. That tradition.
The tradition we used to do. But you don't do it no more, no, people don't do it like that no more.
So that tradition's gone.
Well, it's not gone, but people don't do it. We done it in the older generation, but the younger generation, they just different, you know, the people got different names for their kids.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, you know, with the kids going to school, obviously they go to, like, local schools with...
Yeah.
And you know, the friends with the non-travelling children and stuff like that. Do you think that's like a healthy thing in terms
of... It is a healthy thing, yeah, it is. It is a very healthy thing. Because there's a school in Dublin now, relatives of ours used it, and they half down the kids. They put travelling kids on one side and the other children on the other side, which I think wasn't fair, because I mean, they should be all, you know what I mean? They should be allowed mix. But they separated the travelling children from the other children, the settled children. But I think to unwrite myself, I wouldn't agree with it. Because I think they'd be allowed to mix, because I mean, that after all, they're still kids. Even though we're travelling people, we're still the same. Do you know what I mean? Even though we're travelling, we're still the same, like.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Savannah? Do you like mixing with travellers and non-travellers?
Yeah.
Which school do you go to?
The Trinity Catholic Primary School.
I think she gets on great in school, don't you, Savannah?
What do you like? What's your best subject at school?
Maths.
You're probably better than me then.
She's very good in school.
Yeah, good.
And you've only just arrived, haven't you? You intending to stay in Liverpool now for the time being?
Well, for a while.
Because they moved away, didn't they? They came for a short while, went and came back.
Well, all the time. Well, she was in Kent. She went to school all the time when she was in Kent. So that's why she's so well educated, God bless her, well able to read and write. Because she's very keen in learning.
Yeah. And do you like being in Liverpool rather than Kent? It's all to you, you've got to say yes or no. Who knows you're not?
I mean, we covered a lot of really good, really nice.
Was that good, like?
That was great,
well,
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Angela's story.
And if she was, it'd be lovely, because she'd tell you the rest.
Because she, I know, but she's not. She is here, but she's not
here. Yeah. No. But you can make arrangements the next time for to do it for her, because I think she'd love to talk about, you know, what happened to her and why she went missing, you know.
Yeah. No, that would be great.
Yeah, because we're very, very happy. We were never so happy in all our life when we have her with us. I just wish my mum and dad was around to see it. To be now all our dreams come true at once.
It's like a feature film, isn't it? Like, yeah, really.
Thank you.
Great, guys.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much.
You're welcome.